This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO allies France and Turkey stood at odds Wednesday as international tensions mounted over the worst clashes between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces since the mid-1990s. On this fourth day of fighting, Azerbaijan and the ethnic Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh accused each other of shelling along the line of contact that divides them. Dozens have been reported killed and hundreds wounded in fighting since Sunday that has spread far beyond the enclave's borders, threatening to spill over into all-out war between the former Soviet republics. The re-eruption of one of the, quote, frozen conflicts, end quote, has raised concerns about stability in the region, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was extremely concerned by, quote, warlike messages from Turkey, end quote, which have removed Azerbaijan's inhibitions in reconquering the area. France is home to many people of Armenian ancestry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an immediate infusion of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the world body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering 2 billion vaccine doses, 245 million treatments, and 500 million diagnostic tests over the next year. Notable new pledges include an additional $117 million by German Chancellor Angela Merkel beyond what Germany has already committed. And Britain's foreign minister said his country has committed $320 million.